With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A Canadian company is taking a natural approach to protecting crops from pests and the diseases they carry, and it's causing quite a buzz. Greg Faust with Bee Vectoring Technology says they're using a, since you're already going that way, approach to spreading biopesticides.
We're using bees, both honeybees and bumblebees, to essentially vector a biopesticide out to the flowering plants on their normal journey when they're pollinating.
The system, Faust says, changes very little of the bee's natural routine.
As they leave the hive, they walk through a product called Vectorite, which contains the biological agent, the biopesticide. As they visit each flower for pollination purposes, some spores of this biopesticide fall onto the flower. These spores then germinate on the flower and colonize that flower, essentially, and outcompete the bad funguses such as Botrytis, Sclerotinia, Monolinia, and keep the flower essentially disease-free, thereby really helping the growers manage their disease issues at the same time that the bees are doing the pollination.
And this method, Faust says, works well with their newly approved Vectorite.
Our biopesticide is called Clonostachys rosea, CR7, and EPA did just clear it in September.
Tune in tomorrow for more on BVT's naturally derived biological that helps control diseases and increases crop yields by as much as 29%. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.